WDIY presents Lehigh Valley Art Salon, showcasing the arts in every form.
Writers are inventors of infinite possibilities. They're sages, cynics, and wizards that reign over fantastical realms. They abound with ideas, but know that so many will go unwritten, for possibility is infinite, but our time on Earth is not. Prithisha Kathari, welcome to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1 and WDIY.org. I'm Kate Scuffle, and I'll be your host this evening. I've often had the pleasure of interviewing Lehigh Valley authors on this show, but tonight is a special pleasure. I'm joined this evening by Prithisha Kathari, who has recently published her first book, Crooked, an anthology of her poems and short stories, currently available online at Amazon. And that's just the latest accomplishment, though, for this young Renaissance woman. Currently a senior at Parkland High School, Prithisha is also a musician, varsity debate team captain, conducts scientific research, and leads a cultural exchange initiative with Kenya, and this is in her spare time. She's also my colleague, as she is the host of the WDIY program Teen Connect. Welcome, Prithisha, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to talk with you, and I'm looking forward to reading more of the anthology, which we'll talk about in a moment. What led you to decide to publish at such a tender age? What was the inspiration for the anthology?
It's been many, many years that I've been cultivating this interest in a lot of alternative fiction. So obviously, when I was younger, I read voraciously what everyone was reading, you know, the Harry Potters, the Magic Tree Houses. And then at some moment, I migrated toward this area of dystopian fiction or areas of speculative fiction, the fantasies that were a little bit darker and had some kind of commentary of the world beneath them. And so I started reading works as well as poetry of Allen Ginsberg, who was a beat poet in the 1950s, Nabokov. I particularly liked the fact that he could reproduce these often nonverbal streams of consciousness that we have. Mm-hmm. Of course, classic literature with Jules Verne. Joyce Carol Oates is one of my favorite writers, Oscar Wilde. So all of these people that had different perspectives on humanity that they translated into fictional works. So over the years, those were my biggest inspirations. And then as I write in the foreword of my book, the inspiration really came because one night over the summer, I was had this bout of inspiration, and I wrote this crude poem that was personifying human perception. And to me, it opened a window into a lot of the imagination that I had and these perspectives that I've been gaining both through literature as well as my experiences. So my parents are from India and Brazil, and from growing up a lot in both of these countries, you really get to be transported into this world that is so, so different from the life that I live in America. And so a huge part of the inspiration was that I wanted a way to convey these perspectives about different countries that perhaps weren't as visible here in America. So those were my biggest inspirations. And like I said, it started with this very crude poem. And from there, you know, I shared it with actually John Pierce, who is my host on WDIY. I told him this is my first poem. And from there, it really blossomed into this initiative that after school or over weekends, I would just type it out on my computer or write it down in my notebook. And then when this pandemic began, I realized that I had amassed over 30, 40 poems. And along the way, I started writing short stories as well. And so I thought, you know, what a great time that I could now focus on editing and kind of compiling this into a published work. And then I went on to design the cover for the book and find a way to publish it through Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing Service. So that was kind of the process that led me to it.
I'm curious, the title, Crooked, what inspired that? What does that mean for you?
So Crooked is interesting because I look at a lot of names of anthologies and they usually reflect the overall message of the content that they contain. So Neruda, I saw a lot of, I have his 100 love sonnets. And so I wanted something, you know, equally descriptive, but perhaps a little bit more interpretative. And so my main message behind this is I talk about humanity, and a lot of it is both positive and extolling the virtues of people, but also recognizing, you know, that we are deeply flawed and we pursue achievement through these flaws. And that's totally fine, but it's nice to compile that into a discourse where we can talk about both of them. And so this is meant to say that, you know, in my interpretation is that the world as a whole and we as humans, myself, you know, I take myself as, you know, a number one example is that we have both the good and the bad and the ugly, and it makes us not quite like a straight picture frame. It's a little bit angled or crooked. And so I just think that's a very charming and intriguing dynamic that everybody has. And so that was kind of the inspiration for the title, is that depending on how you look at it, you can look at it from different angles. But yeah, I just see a lot of crookedness in everyday life and people. And so I wanted to capture that in the title as well as in the different works in the anthology.
Well, it's interesting because the language and reading some of the poems, it really struck me. I mean, it's apparent to me that you seem to be very well read, that you love writing. There's a real richness to your language that you're very comfortable with, which is beautiful. And it kind of encompasses just what you're talking about, all those kind of dualities and different aspects of an experience or a person or a way of looking at the world. I'm curious, why poetry first? Why did that feel more comfortable, or did it?
That's a good question. I think what appealed to me most was that you could explore a message in perhaps a few lines, as opposed to, I thought that narrative writing was a little bit direct. Mm-hmm. So I liked this artistic, you know, way that you could say something in very few lines, but it still got a message across. So that's why later in story writing, it became more fictional and less containing these commentaries. But I think poetry, just because for the love of language, I really thought that the kind of figurative language you could explore, as well as syntax and metaphors, was a little better facilitated through poetry as opposed to short story writing.
It's interesting because I see that you also play the piano and you've experienced with music. A lot of the poetry also struck me as having, which is the nature often of poetry, that a kind of musicality to the language, and it's more compressed, as you said. Do you look to the future? I mean, I know that you've got quite a background in science, which is a whole other conversation of research and experience and award-winning participation in regional science fairs, etc., debate, all that kind of thing. Where does part of you that is fascinated by or excels or explores science, how does that connect to the part of you that's published an anthology of poetry and short stories? Do they converse? Is it yin and yang? Is there a connection?
I do think that it's more convergent than, I guess, happening concurrently, but perhaps not overlapping. And I just think it really stems from a curiosity. Like, I mean, you can study a work of fiction as in depth as you might, you know, study something in research. Or what I found is that researching language and just reading extensively, to me, is as enriching and as enlightening, or it can be, as much as, you know, the really technical details about, you know, some of the molecular research that I've done. So I really think it just stems from a curiosity, and I'm always looking, you know, every time I hear a new word. I just heard the word copacetic on, you know, this, I think it was like this 1990s chick flick or something. And, you know, my first thing was, I need to look up this word. And so I come across words and I'm always discovering, and I like to incorporate them into my writing. So one way of not forgetting, you know, some of these really beautiful way of saying things is that once I hear them, sometimes they strike an idea for a poem just based on one word. And so it allows me to delve more into the different meanings of this word or how it relates to my life. And so in tangent with the research, I do think there's just a desire to keep learning more. And it's very humbling in both areas to know that how little you know. And I think part of that makes it super, super, you know, captivating for years and years. I don't think I'll ever get sick of it, because there's just depths and depths and different areas that you can explore. So yeah, I definitely think that they do converge, and just this ultimate desire to keep enriching and keep learning.
I'd strongly recommend the book to our listeners because, again, the language is beautiful. The sense of worldliness, when you talk about your parents' backgrounds and, you know, kind of experiencing these very different cultures than our own U.S. culture per se, the world of literature, the world of words, the world of books. It also struck me that your writing had, and I know I'm going to make myself sound old saying this, but a kind of worldliness in the sense of, for someone fairly young, a sense of the complicatedness of the world, you know, an acknowledgement that that's okay, the crookedness, which is really fascinating. If someone would like to explore that world more and your writing more, Could you share with our listeners how they can get the book, how they can access Crooked, your anthology?
Absolutely. And I think if I can touch on one more thing about mm-hmm. the purchasing mm-hmm. of the book. So actually, the book is available, and I would completely recommend, you know, for other aspiring writers, there's Kindle Direct Publishing Service as well as Barnes & Noble's Publishing Service. And both of them, you submit a manuscript, have a lot of flexibility with, you know, the design and the cover, and then it gets published on Amazon. So you can find the book if you type in Crooked and Anthology Prothesia or Crooked Prothesia, you know, just the title and then the author name. You should see it. It comes in both paperback, and it's also available through the Kindle app, so online as well. And one thing that I would like to talk about with regard to the profits that I will be receiving from the book are actually going toward the Kenya Cultural Exchange Initiative that Kate mentioned at the beginning. And this is a project that I've been pursuing for the last 2 years now. It really began as a humanitarian aid that we wanted to try to boost educational infrastructure in a lot of rural Kenyan schools and libraries. But then from that, you know, what precipitated was actually this cultural exchange and pen pal program that we created between elementary students and those in the Kenya primary schools. And since then, we've now invested a lot of time, and I'm working with a graduate from Lehigh University, is that we're trying to develop a virtual classroom to teach computer skills to middle school, high school, and elementary school students in Nyeri, Kenya. And so, you know, the money that I'm receiving through book sales will actually all be dedicated toward either purchasing more computers for their computer lab in Kenya or towards our web development for this virtual classroom.
So. That's fascinating. We need to take a break for a moment, but I want to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1. We will be back with author and radio host Prathisha Kathari right after this short break.
I'm Greg Caponia. WDIY listeners asked for a program that takes a deeper look into the local Lehigh Valley businesses. WDIY and the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce invite you to listen to On Every Main Street every Monday at 6:30 p.m. on 88.1 FM, streaming at WDIY.org and on the new WDIY app.
Hi, this is Janice Ian. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, WDIY is keeping the golden age of folk music alive with folk classics. Your host, Steve Aronson, features music from all the singer-songwriters, including yours truly, from the groups, with a little folk rock sprinkled in for good measure. Folk Classics is the show to listen to, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1 and WDIY.org. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight I'm talking with author Prathisha Kathari about her new book, Crooked, an anthology, available online at Amazon. And we were talking before the break, Prathisha, about what you're doing with the proceeds from the book, an initiative you've been working with in Kenya, an educational initiative. Again, how long have you been involved with this, and where do you see this? Will you stay involved with this as you move on? Because you'll be graduating soon. You're a senior at Parkland.
Yes. So, like I mentioned before the break, this really started the summer before my sophomore year.
Right.
And I have done, you know, I had done some volunteering within school clubs, you know, volunteering at the zoos or senior homes. And it was, you know, very fulfilling. But I think the major impetus behind this was, you know, and I mentioned this before as an inspiration for my writing as well, was just really the background, my cultural background, and just seeing, you know, the really big educational disparities. And so, you know, actually my professional aspirations as I do go to college are I would like to pioneer more engineering programs in developing countries. That is my dream in life. And so, this was just, I guess, getting my foot through the door to really both learn about how we can work towards sustainable aid, as well as promoting a connectedness between students here and those in Kenya. So the mission that it started, you know, we had this mass campaign for a lot of donation drives at art schools, a lot of schools around my district, companies, libraries. And so we were able to collect, you know, over 10,000 school and art supplies. These were like science kits and paint kits, canvases, calculators. And I worked in collaboration with American Friends of Kenya, and they are based in Connecticut. So, and they just do incredible work with not only education infrastructure, but also to help people with disabilities and just help a lot of projects in the more rural areas of Kenya. And so I reached out to them before beginning this endeavor, and the plan was that after we had done our collections, as well as we did some monetary collections, that I would drive up there. And so I went with my mom's red minivan, and we packed, you know, the back trunk. We removed some of the chairs, and we were just putting boxes upon boxes inside. And we got there and unloaded them, and that's when I met the director of American Friends of Kenya. And so that was the humanitarian part, and then they were later shipped to Kenya in September of my junior year. It was incredible just to be able to see the machinery and all of the logistics planning behind these kind of initiatives and contribute to it. But then what stemmed from that is we actually got in touch with one of the libraries who does receive books and supplies from AFK. And I was talking to the librarian, and she proposed the idea, wouldn't it be cool to get in contact with one of your classrooms there? And immediately, you know, we jumped on the idea. I'm very close with a fifth grade teacher of mine, so much that I actually brought her on to interview her on WDIY about this initiative. And we basically developed a WhatsApp communication where we had pen pal letter writing, arts and crafts, sharing traditions, and a lot of video calling between the kids. And that was that cultural exchange aspect. And then, like I mentioned, the last part was just after I had done this 1 year of work, I reached out to, his name is Joshua Tambo from, he's a Lehigh graduate, and he does a lot of teaching entrepreneurship to women and children in Kenya. And we had this idea to develop this virtual classroom because of, you know, my background in web development, and you know, what he saw is like a really enriching way to teach computer skills to children there. And so we've been working on that. Of course, you know, the pandemic and everything closing did hinder our progress a little bit, but we're hoping to really get back on it and both see what the kids need. You know, so we're taking some surveys about what is the current experience or what are the desired skills, and trying to incorporate that in the curriculum that we're developing. So those are kind of, you know, the three efforts that have been pursued with Kenya so far. And because it's, a virtual development, I'm hoping in college, you know, we'll definitely still keep working on this and get it up and running. So,
well, and you mentioned doing an interview earlier on WDIY. Just quickly, I don't want to miss this to let our listeners know that you are the host of the Teen Connect show here on WDIY. Quickly, how did that develop in the midst of all this? And how has that added to your efforts or to your kind of outreach, your many outreach programs here?
Yes. So that was because I've done quite a few interviews with Dr. John Pierce on WDIY for science and history papers. And because we kept in touch, primarily because of this real love over literature, I kept him up to date on what I was doing. And we talked back and forth. And then, you know, the idea was, would you like to host a segment? And so in thinking of, you know, what I wanted to do with the segment, I thought a major, something that might benefit particularly my peers and my local community was having a younger voice talking about both community and global challenges and bringing in people who are qualified in these areas to talk about these issues, both to bring awareness and kind of prompt action or prompt ideas about how we can go about solving these problems. And that's why it's called Connect, just to be able to connect with what's going on around us. And hopefully the endeavor can bring a lot of new insights or perspectives to the community. So that was kind of the goal going into it.
Our listeners can find more about Teen Connect, of course, at WDIY.org, and I suggest that you do. It's a wonderful program. You can learn more about Prathisha. Bouncing back a little bit here, what's up next with writing? I understand that you're working on a mystery thriller.
Yeah. So I'm continuing, you know, my poetry, and we'll see if maybe Brigade Part 2 or something will also come out as I compile more. But right now, I'm actually became, and this was also partly inspired by the pandemic and just reading a bunch of, you know, fiction and thrillers, I am trying my hand at novel writing. And so I love this series on Netflix I highly recommend called Ripper Street. And it's all about detective work in the 1890s. And so I was inspired to try my hand at writing my own mystery novel. So right now it's looking like the title is Donovan Homicide right now. And it seems to be coming out as like this 1970s murder mystery novel. And I love, you know, coming up with tons of ideas and writing them and throwing them out and inventing new ones. So it's a work in progress, but that I think that's what's going to be next over the summer and the remainder of the year, hopefully.
Future thoughts about writing after the novel's done?
I just want to keep exploring different styles as well. So experimenting with point of view, experimenting with different forms of poetry, because, you know, in the past I've kind of done free form or very standard structures of poetry, but there's actually this world of different rhyming schemes or syntax structures that I want to be experimenting with. So I think, yeah, going forward, it's just going to be a lot of exploration and hopefully, you know, getting a few more things out during college and during the summer.
And you've just been accepted to MIT, I understand. So that's going to be an interesting mix of a journey as you move forward. Why? We're talking about engineering. Engineering will be the focus with the school?
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. Like you mentioned, I was early accepted to MIT in right when the break started. So, you know, it was a huge, you know, weight off the shoulders. And it was so exciting to meet, you know, they had this wonderful Facebook page and being able to meet other admits for the early application for MIT. And yes, I'm planning on studying chemical engineering, hopefully with a biomedicine focus. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about MIT is that they allow like this flexible chemical engineering degree. So you can focus into an area of medicine or energy that you want to. So I will be hopefully pursuing that. But what I also loved is I had this, perhaps it was a little ignorant of me to be thinking, you know, MIT is all STEM focused and yeah, it's going to be super exciting, but what's going to happen to my artsy side? But with, you know, being able to connect with these people through Facebook, I'm just realizing, you know, people have their own upcycling clothing stores that they made up. There are other published writers, beautiful, beautiful artists. And I'm just realizing that I used to think I'd have to get all my writing out on paper before I left because I would just be entrenched in this very scientific-minded community. But I'm really, really excited. And I think that my artistic pursuits are actually going to be very much enriched as I go into college just based off of these wonderful people that I'm meeting. So I'm super, super excited.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. And again, a Renaissance woman is a fitting term, I think, that mix of science and art. Looking forward to the writing, because that's just where I come from. Could we share again with our listeners one more time? It's Crooked, an anthology. It's available on Amazon as paperback or Kindle, correct?
Yes.
And all the proceeds will go to support the education initiative in Kenya. And congratulations. Again, we were saying on the break that it's a little daunting to talk to what are you, 18 or 19?
I'll be 18 in 2 weeks.
Working on your second book to publish. And we're delighted and honored to have you here as a host of WDIY as well. Again, I suggest to our listeners that they go to WDIY.org, look up Teen Connect, make sure that you bookmark it, put it in your calendar and give a listen. And Prathisha, I look forward to talking to you when you publish your second book.
Thank you so much, Kay. It was wonderful.
Oh, it was wonderful having you with us. Thank you. And the best of luck with you moving forward.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, WDIY.org. This is Kate Scuffle, your host. Thank you for joining us tonight.